This is the Sunday after the Ascension. All your religious articles may be blessed after Mass today at the communion rail. We will celebrate benediction. Excuse me. We will celebrate benediction of the Blessed Sacrament this evening at 6 o'clock. Mass this Saturday will be at 7:30. Next Sunday, May 20th, is the Feast of Pentecost, and we will celebrate a solemn Mass at 9 a.m. with benediction of the Blessed Sacrament at 6 in the afternoon. Today is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. The epistle for this Mass is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter. Beloved, beloved, be prudent and watchful in prayers, but above all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without murmuring. According to the gift that each has received, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold graces of God. If anyone speaks, let it be as with words of God. If anyone ministers, let it be as from the strength that God furnishes, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Gospel. The Holy Gospel for this Mass is taken from the account according to St. John, chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "But when the Advocate has come, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness concerning me. And you also will bear witness, because from the beginning you are with me. These things I have spoken to you that you may not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yes, the hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think he is offering worship to God. And these things they will do because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. May it please your reverence. Well, I have told you over the years of all of the reasons why our Lord ascended into heaven, and why it was such an important moment for him, as well as for us. Receive the fullness of his reward on earth, that he earned on earth. He begins his eternal priesthood and is declared sovereign judge of the living and the dead, and so on and so forth. But there is one, may I say to you, particularly during these days, there was one benefit of the ascension of the Lord. Remember, the ascension means that he went bodily into heaven. He rose into the air. The cloud took him out of their sight, and he went right to heaven. And we know this is a fact, a dogma of faith, because this is the only dogma that we know of that was directly revealed by angels. Two of them, in fact. Think angels aren't important. one of the greatest doctrines of our faith comes from the angels. And one of the most beautiful and comforting and assuring results of the ascension is that, and I've mentioned this to you as well, I don't know if you remember it, but that was the moment when Jesus Christ our Lord entered into heaven. That was the moment that heaven became our home. And I say that to you because since our divine Lord took a human body, and by the sacrament of baptism, and especially the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, we are joined physically to his body. He is our head. We are his members. And this is not just metaphorical. It is literally true. Because of that, he belongs to us. And we belong to him. So by right, heaven belongs to us because our head, our king, our bridegroom, our redeemer, our savior, see, is there. And he is waiting for us. And even when he comes here on the altar, in the Blessed Sacrament, remember that is the same body crucified, risen from dead and ascended into heaven. There's that same body that joins us to himself perfectly in Holy Communion as the preface, if you like, the prelude of what is awaiting us in heaven. And I would never have had the joy, yes, the comfort, at that extreme moment of being in such great peace without the knowledge of that truth, of that fact, that my Lord and Savior, my God, is in heaven waiting for me. And I say that to you because this ought to be, it must be, the hallmark of your lives, whatever they may be, however they are lived. You are destined for something far greater than what you have now. And at that moment you discover that nothing else matters but that. Nothing else matters. I want you to remember what our divine Savior said explicitly about this, because in life we often experience darkness, discouragement, sadness. Sometimes we are so sad we can't even find the words to say it. Sometimes we are so downcast that it becomes even a trial to live, to eat. I know for me, I don't know about you, but when I am sad, I lose my appetite. I can't eat. It's like you want to deprive, to depart from life. It's like the prophet Elias, remember? He was pursued by an evil queen. It's enough, Lord, for me. Take me. I've had it with this life. How good was the angel when he fell asleep, Elias. And then he was awakened and gave him bread to eat, the bread of the Eucharist, foreshadowed. Get up. Your journey is not at an end. You have a long way to go. And when I woke up, I recognized, despite all the monitoring that they did for me, the hospital staff was just, they're beautiful people. I recognized our Lord threw me back in the boat. But here's how he puts it, the Savior. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. There's one for you, waiting for you. Were it not so, I should have told you, because I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, there you also may be. And where I go, you know. And the way you know. And then he says later on, a few lines later, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so it is that this ascension season makes us all remember this, among all of the beautiful qualities and great gifts that were bestowed upon us on that occasion, this one. Means everything to me. And it should mean that something of that nature to you. Our Lord went to heaven, not only for himself, but for you and me, to prepare a place for us. It is our destiny. It is the meaning of our existence. And that's why I wanted to tell this to you. So while I am on the road now, back to my full health, getting there, pretty close, I never want to forget that moment of the greatest peace and anticipated joy. Because when you think of heaven, you must think not only of eternal peace and eternal rest, but eternal joy. It's like, they say, a dawn that never reaches its zenith. Always new, always fresh, always of the greatest happiness, always new to know, something new. It is the greatest moment of existence. And that it is yours. Eternal friendship, eternal love, eternal rest, eternal peace, and never can be lost. Here we can lose everything by a foolish moment. In heaven, you're secure, finally secure. No more sickness, no more death, no more weeping, no more crying, no more mourning. The former things left behind you. You're in the company of God, of the Holy Mother of God, of the angels and the saints who welcome you and will share with you all their secrets. You will discover in that moment not only what matters, but what didn't matter. in all the ways we lived our lives. That's also true, but doesn't matter. Well, anyway, that's what I wanted you to know in a personal moment on a day like this. So as I renew my gratitude to each of you, there is also that hope for heaven that has been made very vivid and palpable to me. Lastly, may I tell you this? Don't be too secure about your lives. Don't be too secure. I have anointed and buried many people in my priestly life, knowing vaguely that it was awaiting me someday, but never imagining it would be this day. It can happen at any moment, any moment. Be ready to meet God whenever He calls. Be ready. Our lives are a thread, just a thread. It could be snipped in a moment, independent of sickness and old age. My parents' grave is surrounded by young people, some in their 20s. Do not imagine, oh, I've got a long way to go. No, you don't. You don't know. But because of the ascension, you have a destiny. You have a home that's waiting for you that exceeds all understanding and all imagining of happiness. And that's what I wanted you to know about my own experience that I'm sharing with you. See? You remember that, will you? And so, as our Lord, as I said, threw me back in the boat, we're all together still again. And with that, I want you to know that I am still praying for you as well. And I am continuing to remember you in all my prayers, all my devotions, all my masses. Dear Lord, help our people. Help them. Bless them. Make them strong in this world of great danger. So thank you again. And, well, we'll be seeing each other soon, won't we? And I look forward to offering Mass at the main altar. Do you know that yesterday was a big day for me? You know why? Because it was the first day since I had this episode that I went back to the main altar. I offered Mass all by myself, you see, at the main altar. You know, I'm a little bit shaky, but still I did it. And so I know I'm up. I've turned the corner, I've opened the door. So I'm coming back. Okay? So there you are. Well, thank you again, and may God bless you.